Hello.
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 This is Will. Hi, this is Will calling on behalf of National Opinion Surveys. I'm looking to speak to Mr. David Mainwaring.
Speaking.
Hi, David.
I'm driving.
Just so you know, I'm sorry?
What? I said I'm driving right now.
Oh, you're driving. I apologize. Just so you know, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey, and I just would like to ask you just a few questions if you give me the chance.
Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you very much. First, I just need to know that you're in a safe place and openly to speak on your phone. I don't want to put you in jeopardy or in danger by talking to you.
Yeah, you can do it right now, but you'd better do it quick because I'm going to be getting into traffic.
Okay. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote?
100%.
Probably vote? 100%?
Oh, I will vote. Yep.
That will be a definitely vote then.
Yes.
Thank you. Next question. Just to make sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Do you represent yourself as white, Caucasian, black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American,
white.
Mixed? White.
White.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. I like you rate your feelings towards some people in some organizations or ideas using the scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. The American Federation of Teachers, or AFT?
50.
Thank you. Public charter schools?
75.
Thank you. Public schools?
95.
Thank you. Your local school board?
90.
Thank you. Public school teachers?
100.
Joe Biden?
75.
Thank you. Critical race theory, or CRT?
I think 0 of it.
Thank you. Black Lives Matter, or BLM?
I would say 60.
Thank you very much. Next question. Generally speaking, how will you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say good.
Good, thank you. Next question, would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students? Public schools do much better, public schools do somewhat better, charter schools do somewhat better, charter school much better, or it makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Thank you very much. Some people view education as means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means schools do not prepare them well at all. First, grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math, 0 to 10.
7.
Thank you. Develop critical thinking skills.
6.
Thank you. Compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market.
Six.
Thank you. Be ready for higher education like college.
Seven.
Thank you. Develop social skills.
I think eight.
Thank you. Understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world.
Eight.
Thank you. Next question. Will you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount of money on public school education?
Not enough.
Not enough. Thank you very much. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
Thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten through 12, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Yes, I think CRT is all politics.
Would that be a strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I guess somewhat agree.
Thank you so much. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery, racism from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Somewhat or strongly disagree?
Strongly.
Thank you.
Our history is our history.
I understand. Thank you. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
I'd say strongly.
Thank you. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you very much. Next question. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teachings about race, gender, and sexuality. Do you support or oppose that statement?
I support.
Somewhat. Or strongly support?
I strongly support.
Thank you. Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Do you support or oppose?
I support.
Strongly, somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Increasing discipline in schools.
I agree somewhat.
Adding an ethnic studies unit to K through 12 public schools curriculum.
I support strongly.
Thank you. Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their schools.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Next question. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of Americans, Black Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to K through 12 public school curriculum?
Yeah, I would somewhat support that.
Thank you very much. Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means
hey,
that
I'm,
you find
I'm really, excuse me, I'm getting into some traffic. I'm going to have to get off the line.
It's 90% already. We almost done. Just 10%
right.
More.
Hurry up.
Okay, those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just about memorizing math, equations, or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. 0 to 10, what do you think?
8.
Thank you. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. 0 to 10.
9.
Thank you. Last year, America's Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reach an all-time high. 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted included LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discussed themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Next question. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Almost done. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's?
Master's degree.
Thank you very much. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, homemaker?
Retired.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widow?
Married.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you very much. Do you have any children under the age of 18 years old living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have any children who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
I have grandchildren.
Okay, no, a child of yours.
No.
Okay, do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. Thank you very much. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Twice a month? Several times
none.
A year? Hardly? Go ahead. None.
Zero.
Never. Thank you. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. A born-again evangelical fundamentalist Christian, does that apply to you, someone in your home, or doesn't apply at all?
Doesn't apply.
Okay. Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide in your household you or doesn't apply at all?
Doesn't apply.
Thank you very much. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Thank you very much. That will be the end of our survey. I really thank you for your time and your patience. You have a safe trip wherever you're going.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.